This piece was brought to you by Paradise Locker Meats, paradiselockermeats.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
All 50 states have some form of right-to-farm laws on the books, but earlier this summer, a right-to-farm ballot amendment in Missouri sparked widespread public debate, pitting farmer groups against one another. According to an August 6th article in Modern Farmer, over $1.5 million was spent on the campaign. The measure passed with a narrow margin. We're on the line with Richard Oswald, president of the Missouri Farmers Union and fifth-generation farmer in Langdon, Missouri. Richard, why was this amendment so contentious, and what does its passing mean for Missouri's farm families?
Well, I think if you look around the state of Missouri and see the changes in animal agriculture that have happened in our state over the last 20 or so years, or maybe 30, I guess, if you want to go back to the very beginning of it, what we've seen is a lot more industrial livestock production. We've seen the hog business pretty much taken off of run-of-the-mill average family farms and placed into the hands of large multinational corporations like Smithfield, Tyson, and Cargill, who now control the supply of hogs that they slaughter and then sell the carcass and or the meat to consumers. And that business has largely been taken over, and it's under the control now of big corporations. The same is true of poultry. And really the last and final bastion of independent livestock production in Missouri is the cow-calf producer, who is maybe a farmer or may consider himself a rancher. But those are people who still do their work independently and own the livestock they raise, whereas a hog producer or a poultry producer in Missouri probably doesn't own anything but the building that livestock is in. Everything else is under the control of a large corporation. And there seems to be a push to try to do more to consolidate even the beef business. And anytime we lose a market, as we lost markets for hogs years and years ago and were forced to deal with an ever smaller group of buyers, that same thing is beginning to happen in Missouri. So I see a lot of this amendment as being pushed by large corporate interests who make a lot of money by controlling what farmers do on their land.
So then what's next?
I didn't mention, I guess, that we are going to have a recount of this amendment in the state probably next week, and we've got that margin narrowed down to under 2,500 votes. So there may be a little more to talk about later on if you'd like to call back and do an interview again.
Great. Well, thanks for the update, Richard, and we will continue to cover this story and hope to talk to you soon here.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care. All right. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.